I want to tell you a little bit about this story before we get into it. I think it needs a little bit of introduction. Many years ago at this point, I set myself a project that I'm calling the Appalachian 20th Century Project. I was researching and trying to learn traditional stories from a lot of storytellers, and I kept coming across this question: who is making the new traditional stories? Where are we finding the new traditional stories? And so I set a project to take traditional stories and retell them in Appalachian history. I'm modeling this big cycle after August Wilson's Pittsburgh cycle, if any of you know that playwright. Each of these stories that I am working on fill out the entire 20th century, one story for each decade, taking two traditional stories and putting them into that tale, making a program-length piece out of it, involving some music, and also trying to spotlight a character that doesn't have a story.